Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Have you ever been overwhelmed by a desire to show your love for someone? You may have already discovered that words are never enough to communicate selfless love, which is especially true in our relationship with Christ. Join today's guest, Stephen Williams, to discover how to show your love for your Savior.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you right now in Warsaw, Indiana, where I've got somebody you've all heard before, Stephen Williams. Stephen's a graduate of Baptist College of Ministry. He's one who definitely identifies with the generation, and he's just about ready, literally in days, to head down to Martinsville Baptist Tabernacle to take an assistant pastorate position there. We're very excited about his role here and what God is doing in his life. So, Stephen, why don't you please share what God has put on your heart?
All right, the challenge that I'm bringing to you today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Just last night, actually, I was talking to a young man, and he was just talking about, or asking the question, rather, of why he needed to change after being saved. I think he was a little fearful about the changes that might happen in his life. And so it caused me to think, as I was preparing for this today, of, you know, many of you might be asking the questions, why do I have to live like a Christian? Why do I have to be different? Why do I have to be separated? And the truth is, God's not going to force you to do anything different after you are saved, but His Holy Spirit certainly is going to lead you to be different. And in our passage here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17, it says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I just want to point out a few things from this passage. First of all, I want to point out God's love for us. It says in verse 14 that God's love constraineth us. This word literally means that His love seizes us, or it guards us. Living for Jesus is not something you do because you have to in order to be a Christian. It's not something that you are doing in order to earn your way into being a Christian. Living for Jesus is because God's love for you is strong. It's a love that seizes you. It constrains you. It guards you. And that love for you should be returned to Him. Not only does His love seize us in that way, but His love guards us from living wrong. I believe that God's love is that which keeps us from being able to continue living like we did before we were a Christian. His love is what enables us to have the desire to live like a Christian. His love for us is now inside of us, and so it truly does constrain us. But not only do I want to point out that fact about God's love, but also we don't live for ourselves anymore. As a Christian, as a child of God, you live for Jesus Christ. In verse 15, it says, and that He died, rather, for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Galatians 2:20 talks about this again, and Paul states it this way. He says, "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Young people, the truth is, your Christian life is something that is not of your own. Your Christian life is something that comes from Jesus Christ living inside of you. You don't live for yourself anymore. You live for Him. And that's just something that happens at salvation. It's not you doing better. It's you simply living the life of Jesus in you. So living for your father, living as a Christian ought to live, is not, again, not something that, oh man, I'm afraid. What if I can't do this? Or I'm going to change so much. I don't necessarily want to change. I don't want to change my music. I don't want to do these things. Friends, I have a feeling that as a Christian, there are things that you perhaps desired before you were saved that you don't desire now. Things that you never thought you would desire before you were saved that you do desire now. And that is the work of Jesus Christ in you. It's not you anymore. It's Jesus living in you. It's living unto Jesus. It's living for Jesus. It's living through his eyes, through his mind, and with his heart. The love of Christ truly does constrain you, and it is not your own life. It's his life. But the last thing I want to point out here from verse 17, jump down to verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Young people, God is your father. And you might be listening to me and not have a home situation that's ideal. But you have a father who's perfect. You have a father in heaven who loves you more than anything else. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Let me turn over there real quick. But 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Friends, you have a father in heaven who's perfect. And if you love him, I have a feeling you will keep his commandments. Not because it's just my feeling, but because the Bible says it. If you love God, you will obey him. So this whole thing about living the Christian life is not about you just being a religious person and doing what you need to do because you have to. It's because you love him. You have a father in heaven that loves you. And friends, if I could just close with this and ask you this question, would you love him in return by obeying him, reading your Bible, praying, talking to him, spending time with him, knowing what he wants you to do and doing it? That's how you show your love to your Father in heaven.
Amen, Stephen. Thank you so much for that. You know, young people, because of the passion of God for you, you have a new purpose, and you have you can say a new parent too, and his name is God, and he loves you so much. You know, it's the love of God that draws out our hearts to obey him. You know, it's not just something we muster up. It's not just something that we contrive. It's something that when we know that God unconditionally loved us so much and loves us so much that he is there for our good, it just draws our heart out to him. And as our hearts get drawn out to him, we want to obey. Now, you may have some things you're struggling with right now, and you say, well, I don't really want to obey. What do I do? I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But honestly, he's saying, you know, I'm going to want to love. I'm going to want to obey. I just don't. Here's what you need to do. Meditate on the love of God. Meditate on the fact that you were dead in your trespasses and sins. You didn't care about God, but God cared about you. And God moved and did so much to make it possible for you to have a relationship with him. Think about the lengths to which God went to rescue you. It shows you how much he values you. It shows you how much he loves you. And I believe that if you will meditate on the love that God has for you, if you'll believe it, it'll draw your heart out to him. You'll have those new purposes in mind. You'll have that new passion yourself to serve and follow and love Jesus. This is core to what we are here. It's total surrender to God because he loves us, and total dependence on his power because he's given us everything we need to turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.